Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avimarini Mirasi Sheyichu and all the Cholim and Klal Yisrael. The Gemara and Daf Vav Amud Aleph Maseches Bava Kama says Amar Abaye, what is the Mishnah coming to include when the Mishnah says that so what's the Mishnah coming to include? The Gemara answers, Abai answers, Lasui Avnu Sakino Maso Shenichem Rosh Gago V'naf L'Bruch Matsui V'Ziku. It's coming to include your stone, your knife, your burden, your package, that you put it on the top of the roof and they fell with a common wind and cause damage. So in such a case, you're also chayiv, because there the case is where it's taka darken lahazik b'shmiras en alecha. So therefore, you have to pay. As the Gemara, hechidami, what's it talking about? Iba hadei dekaz likamazke. If it causes damage when it's going on the way, hainu eish. Same thing as eish. Maishna eish de kochacham ruv ba moncha b'shmirasen alecha shmirasen alecha haninami kochacham ruv ba moncha b'shmirasen alecha. So just like fire, there's another koach involved, and it's your money. Meaning, what's the other koach involved? The wind, and it's your money, and you have to guard it. Haninami, these also kochacham ruv behem. There's another koach involved, ruach mitzuya. And the monchats, your money, shuras and alecha, and you have to guard them. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. The shita mekubetzes later on, daf samach amid aleph, the maskel of Ashi Amar b'shem Hara'ar writes as follows. Umistabrili dechi aminan abno sakino masel dechayev and lakuli alma b'shein aruch gorem lehem ela nefilasan. Dehashta aminan dekeben duhe nicham b'rosh gago b'makom shorin lipol chashvinan levadai ki ilu naflu miyado ledaito. אבל הניחה בראש גג ונפל לרוח מצוי והזיק ומח מסתכיף עשה רוח יוסי ממה שהיום הזיק אילו נפל מאלה מידו לדעתו בזו לא שמענו שישחייב באוסו מותר שהוא מח מסתכיף עשה רוח. So he says the name of the ra'ah, that when do we say that Abno Sakino Maso, that you're chayev when all the wind does is cause that it should fall. So now we say that since he put it in a on his roof, where it's fitting to fall, we consider it as if it fell from his hand willingly. But if he put it on the top of his roof, and it fell because of the wind, more than what it would have caused damage had it fallen on its own from his hand, Ledaita, with his knowledge, in such a case, we haven't heard Lo Shamanu she's chayv ba'osa omosa, that he's going to be chayv that extra shumach mas techifas haruach. So only if the wind only caused it to fall, then we say, so it's like it fell miyado ledaita. But if he put it on top of the roof and it fell because of the wind caused it to fall, more than it would have damaged had it fallen by itself. There, who says he's chayiv that extra? So there we consider it as if the wind itself is doing it. We can't compare it to shiny esh to make karakachu, to kochacham urv bo venaroch kochach osebo, elashem olicho. It's not like Eish. Eish, it's just the wind just moves the Eish. And since it's the derech of the wind to move the Eish, what the harm the Eish does is considered Maisa Bailim. Here, because the wind, there's more nezek. There, you can't say there's more nezek there. It's just the fire, and the fire is going along with the wind as it normally does. But here, the because the wind, it's causing more damage. The first maisa goes away. So here he is referring to a Gemara in Meseches Bava. The Gemara relates that when the members of the household of Bar Marion, the Vei Rav Bar Marion, Bered Ravin, the son of Ravin, Kiava Naftsi Kisna, when they would beat their flax, Hava Azla Rikso Mazka, the chaff, the raksa, would fall off and fly off and harm people. So these people came before Ravina to complain. Ravina said to them, when we say that Rabbi Yossi concedes with regard to arrows, to his arrows, that a person's chayiv, if it's called gira delay, it's like his arrows harming the other person, ayin sham the Gemara. So this statement applies only when the damaging item moves by his direct force. Here, by contrast, it is the wind that carries the chaff. So you see again that it's the wind that's doing the damage, not just the wind that's moving it and the object is doing the damage, but it's the wind is causing extra damage, there the person isn't going to be chayav. Ad kan midivrei kodesho shel hara'ah. However, from Tosis and Bava Basra and Daf Chavav Amud Aleph Divrei Ma'asel Zikahu Dekamam Tilei, we see Tosis argues with the ra'ah, and Tosis holds that even if the ruach is misayeh, be'etzem ahezek chayv mishum eish ka'avno sekino masel, that even when the wind helps with the hezek, person is chayav. The wind helps with the etzem ahezek, the person is chayav mishum eish ka'avno sekino masel, because Tosfos there asks from Riksa that a person should be chayav al tz'eish k'mo avno sekino masel, and the re-answer is that he's only chayav mishum eish when he makes the eish alone, that the she'ose es ha'eish levado, aval gabe riksa she'eino oseu levado klum, v'nase hakol al yedei haruach. So when is the person chayav al t'eish? When he makes the eish. But gabe riksa, that he's not doing anything alone. Everything is done by the ruach. The beli haruach lo yaholech ha'riksa klal. Without the ruach, the riksa wouldn't have moved at all. Hasameinu mischayev mishum esh. There you're not chayev al tz'esh. So we see from this that if he would make the mazik alone, even though the ruach helps it move along, ve'etzem ahezek, u'kmo riksa, he would be mischayev. Not like the ra'ah. The ra'ah holds that if the ruach causes the damage itself, the ruach doesn't just move the item. If the ruach causes the damage itself, if the wind causes the damage itself, the person's going to be putter. But Tosis holds no. Tosis holds only because by riksa, he's not doing anything. Everything is done by the ruach, therefore he's putter. But if he would have made the mazik and the ruach would have helped, it would have been in tandem, him and the ruach, so he would have been chayef. It's only because by riksa she'eino ose levado klum, he's not doing anything here to that would cause damage. Everything is done by the ruach. Since everything is done by the ruach, he's not mischayev mishum esh. But if he has some part in the damage, then he would be chayav al tzeish. Whereas the ra'ah holds that even if he has a part of the damage, it doesn't matter because it's the ruach that's causing this extra damage. So he doesn't have to pay at all for the extra damage. even though he has a part in it, but it doesn't matter since it's mostly the ruach, so then it's attributed to the ruach. אבל אח ששמזקס מפני הרוח שמתפחס על בשר האופרים והפשיטה לרבינה דלק החיוב משום אישה. There is not going to be חייב. Because it's the wind. And Ra even writes, "V'stalkulei ma'aser rishon." Because of the extra wind, his original act goes away. So he's not going to be chayev at all when the wind causes extra damage, even though he had a part in it, even though he put it in his Avnos Sakino Masel Barosh Hagag. Tosis holds that he is a part of it. He's chayev. It's only because he has no part at all that he's pater. But if he takes part in the damage, then he's chayiv. It's only if the wind does it all that he's putter. But if the wind only does part of it and he does part of it, even if the wind made it to cause more damage, Tosis holds that he's chayiv. But the Ra'ah holds that if the wind caused more damage, he's off the hook. Why? Because the wind caused the extra damage. So it's stalkulei ma'aser rishon. Now it's the wind's problem, not his. That's the machlokas between Tosis and the Ra'ah. So explains Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagon Hagadol Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal as follows. The din of Kochok Agufo is not only when he's mazik be'etzem hakoach shelo, because definitely if a person throws an object in the fire, he's going to be an Adam hamazik l'kulei alma. Even though the etzem hezek isn't done by his throwing, the etzem hezek is done by the fire. And so too, if he opens his hand, and he lets an object fall from his hand, it's also an adam hamazik l'kulei alma. Even though the etzem hezek was done machmas mikoch meshichas haaretz, if he opens up his hand and he lets an object fall, he's called an Adam HaMazik. Now, was it his Hezek? Did he do anything? No. You know what did it? Gravity. Gravity did it. But even though it's gravity, but he's still going to be Chayiv. So like I said, the din of Kochok Agufo is not only when he's Mazik Be'etzem HaKoch, because we have two cases where he's not Mazik Be'etzem HaKoch. He throws something into a fire. It's not his throwing that did it, it's the fire. If he opens up his hands and lets an object fall, it's not him, it's gravity that's doing it, not his koach. He just let go. So we see from this that when he's mitzarif his maisa to teva, to nature, so what's done by nature is considered maisa shalom mamish. So based on this, it would appear that Tosfos holds in Bava Basra that's the Svara of Rav Yochanan. This Tosis in Bava Basra that we quoted holds that this is the Svara of Rav Yochanan, and we paskin like Rav Yochanan, that Isha Mishum Chitzav. And we learn it from the Pasuk of Amabir's Haba'era, when there's fire, what's this fire considered? This fire is considered your arrows. That it's you shooting the arrows. Because the Torah was mechadesh, that even a ruach mitzuya that brings the fire is considered like a chok hateva. And because of this, kol ma shenasa al yidei haruach, chashiv kemaisa shalom mamish. Whatever is done by the wind is considered his maisa. Because Chazal say that a ruach mitzuya that brings the fire is considered nature. And therefore, whatever is done by the ruach is considered his mice, and therefore isha mishum chitzav. That it's as if when he has fire, when he makes a fire, it's as if it's his arrows, because we go together with the laws of nature. And therefore, Tosfos holds in Bava Basra that there's no chiluk if the ruach only brings the fire, or if the ruach is meseya be'etzem ahezek, because it's all considered mamish his maisa, since it's considered that we're mitzarif his maisa with nature. And parenthetically, Reish Lakish, who argues with this, holds that isha is not mishum chitzav, it's mishum emona. It's not because it's like his arrows, it's because his money is doing damage. Because he holds that only b'chok ha-teva shehu vados, only a law of nature that's vaday, we say that it's all considered his maisa, mashenken ruach mitsuya, which isn't vados, that there's necessarily going to be a ruach. There it's not considered like a law of nature to be considered mamish his maisa, and therefore he's only chayav mishum memono. So Al-Kopanim, that's the sheet of Tosis. Sheet of Tosis is that if the ruach is misayeya be'etzem ha-hezek, if the ruach is misayeya in the very damage itself, not just to move the item, but that it causes more damage than the person would have caused that on his own without the ruach, then and it doesn't just move the item, but it causes more damage than was expected. It's mazik more because of the ruach, and not just that it moves because of the ruach. So Tosis holds that we're mitzaref nature together with what the person does, and the person's chayef even when it's mitzaref to the etzem ahezek. The Ra'ah holds, no, that even Rabbi Yochanan holds that a ruach mitsuya, which isn't definite, is not considered kachok ha-teva, but rather it's still considered chitzav, to be mechayev him mishum adam amazik, because eish is considered his maisim. Because the chiddush of the Torah is that since in the mais of adlaka she'eish is encapsulated, encompassed, that this wind should move the fire to another place, therefore it's not considered that his maisa hadlaka is finished. And wherever the wind blows the fire, that's considered his maisa. And therefore he's chayav al tz'adam amazik. However, this is all if the ruach only brought the fire to another place and the fire mitzad atzma was mazik. But when the ruach was misayeya be'etzem ha-hezek, when the ruach was involved in the very damage, you can't be mechayev because of eish, because then it's the ma'isa ha-ruach and not ma'isa shalo. Because in the chiddush eish of the Torah is included only where his maisa is poel afterwards. His maisa works afterwards. And the win is only to make sure that his maisa should be finished. So there it's enough that he light the fire now, and then the wind is going to bring it somewhere else. But if we want to be mechayiv him for the maisa hezek of the ruach, it has to be that the ruach, what the ruach does, what the wind does, should be considered that the person is doing it like a law of nature. And that, says the Ra'ah, we don't find by a ruach she'eno vados. You don't find that by a wind that's not definite. You can't consider it, says the Ra'ah, a maise ha'adam if the ruach causes the damage. In order for the person to be chayiv, it has to be considered ma'ase ha'adam. So normally we say ma'ase ha'adam is that he lights the fire, and then the wind moves the fire. So we consider that that's ma'ase ha'adam, because the wind is not causing extra hezek. The wind is just moving the fire. And what's causing the very hezek? The fire is causing the damage. The wind's job is just to move the fire, but it's the fire causing the damage. However, if the wind is causing more damage, the wind is involved in the hezek itself. It isn't just moving the fire, but the wind is involved in the hezek itself. There we don't say that it's ma'ase ha'adam. How can you call it ma'ase ha'adam? The wind is involved in the etzem hezek. So therefore, the Ra'ah holds that a person is not chayiv, because if it's a ruach she'eno vadois, it's not going to be a definite wind. You can't call that ma'ase ha'adam. What can you call ma'ase ha'adam? Only when he lit the fire and then the wind moves the fire, so it's his fire that caused the damage. But when the wind is causing extra damage, that already, he says, is in ma'ase ha'adam, and the person's off the hook. So that's all the Heilige Ra'ah. However, the Heilige Tosfos holds no. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that Isha is Mishum Chitzav. The Torah is Mechadish, that a Ruach Metzuya that brings the fire is considered like nature. And therefore, everything the Ruach does is considered his Maisa. Because we're Mitzarev his Maisa to nature. And therefore, Tosfos holds that it doesn't matter if the wind just brought the fire, or if the Ruach was involved in the actual, was causing extra damage, was involved in the actual damage itself. It's all considered his Maisa, because we consider it as if we're Mitzarev his Maisa together with nature. So that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. When the wind gets involved, do we still consider it his Maisa? The Ra'ah holds no. It's not his Maisa anymore. Now the wind is also doing its own damage. So he's Pater. Masha'en Kein Tosis holds no. He's Chayev, because just like when the wind moves the fire, we're going to be Mechayev and mounts the fire, so too if the wind moves the fire and is involved in the very damage, that's also going to be considered his Maisa, not just when the actual fire does the hezek, but even when the wind does the hezek together with the fire, that is to be considered his Maisa. And that is the Shita of Tosfos. Okay, there's a Kasha here from Gemara and Sanhedrin with Tosfos and Ein Zayin Amud Beis. Those who want to see can look in the Shiurei Iyun HaTalmud and Shiur Chof Dalid of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagon HaGadol Rabbi Abba. But in the meantime, Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we learn the beautiful piece, and we should be Zocha L'Lomod U'L'Lamed L'Shma V'Las L'Kayim Eskola V'Yisam T'Ras V'Yahava Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.